A Powerful Life Verse for Thoughtful Christians by Randy Newman. Read by Jason Brown. Today's verse comes from Proverbs 25:2. It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings. Proverbs 25:2 may be the leading candidate for a life verse for thoughtful Christians. The text reads, "It is the glory of God to conceal a matter. To search out a matter is the glory of kings." This shows the contrast between God and people, but also the glory of both. There are some things only God knows or can know. People are not omniscient. But there are some things that people can know, should know, and would find great glory in seeking out. In other words, the very acts of study, inquiry, research, investigation, questioning, examining, and searching out are things of glory. The primary contrast in this context is between God and kings. Thus, the first setting of application would be when rulers seek to know all that is going on in their domain. But it is not unreasonable, given the poetic nature of Proverbs and the vocabulary chosen here, to apply this principle to all fields of rulership, in which academic or intellectual study fits rather nicely. But remember the contrast. Our searching out or uncovering things brings glory. It is something worthwhile, satisfying, and beneficial, not only to the one doing the searching, but to anyone else who might benefit from learning what has been discovered. Thus, a student may be thought of as someone who serves others just as a king serves people. Good ones do, at least, by ruling well with equity, honesty, and integrity, etc. The other part of the equation is that all our study and inquiry has limits. God has not told us everything, and He will not reveal everything. Meditate on Deuteronomy 29:29 sometime to fill out this idea. Commentator Alan P. Ross says about this verse, "Kings must make things understandable to people, but God's providence is beyond knowing." As we seek, uncover, study, and research, we must do so with a blend of zeal and humility. Zeal that it's worth all the effort, even when it stretches our intellect more than ever before. Humility that, at the end of the day, we may never find some of the answers we seek.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.